Equal pay!
When do we want it?
Now!
Activists gather to highlight a long-standing national problem, the gender pay gap. 70% of women work, but on average they make just 78 cents on the dollar compared to their male counterparts. For women of color, the difference is even more dramatic. African American women make just 64 cents per dollar, and Latinas only 56 cents.
This is not a women's rights issue. This is a human rights issue. Women are mothers. We raise the children of the future. We're raising the next generation. And if we can't earn enough to support our families, then everybody, the whole community suffers.
I tell my daughters every day that if they're smart and they work hard, they can accomplish anything. I don't want to tell them a lie. I want them to feel like they'll be compensated equally for everything that they do.
The pay gap costs women nearly $450 billion a year in lost income. Beverly Neufeld says she founded Power Her New York to accelerate economic fairness.
The average woman working full-time has to work about 15 months to make what the average white male makes in 1 year. So that's a lot of bread, and it adds up over the course of a career and a lifetime.
The issue has received national attention and was highlighted by President Barack Obama in his State of the Union address in January.
Nothing helps families make ends meet like higher wages. That's why this Congress still needs to pass a law that makes sure a woman is paid the same as a man for doing the same work.
But pay parity legislation has consistently stalled at the federal level, which is why lawmakers in several states have decided to take action. New York State Assembly Representative Michelle Titus introduced the Equal Pay Bill, which is expected to pass this year. It will protect employees who talk about their salary from employer retaliation.
Employees usually don't allow employees to discuss what pay other employees are receiving. So if you don't know, this is sort of like a silent discrimination. If you don't know it's there, then you really can't combat it.
Advocates say the pay gap affects more than just women. With one quarter of all American homes led by a single mother, they say equal pay has an outsized impact on families. Daniela Schreier, VOA News, New York.